Locals Only Podcast with Gavin Glass, bringing you the best new Irish talent every week from Radio Nova and Nova.ie.
I am delighted to introduce, making their Nova debut, The Receipts. Hello, boys.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, yes. We are going to get down and do some music. And I have to tell you, folks, I had 5 minutes of a sound check with them and we're in for some harmony treats. These aren't all brothers, are you? Because you have that blood harmony thing.
Sisters.
Okay, in your own time, on Radio Nova, this is The Receipts. What are you going to play for us?
This is called She's Leaving Home.
She's Leaving Home.
Yes.
Your own composition.
Our own composition.
Cool. There's totally room for two of them.
Thank you.
That is the sound of The Receipts, and they're making their Nova debut here on Locals Only this week. Man, he just cannot beat a good classic pop song. Introducing on vocals and guitar, Carl on lead guitar. We have Ronan on vocals, on the fruit box at the Cajon. Usually I run people out of the studio when I see Cajons, but pretty good job there, James. Thank you. And Paul on bass. Tell me the story of The Receipts, Carl, because you guys, like, you've got a lot of blood under the bridge.
Yeah, we go back 30 years.
30 years.
30 years. We were from Ballantyre. Ronan's from Leopards.
I'm from Ballantyre originally.
Yeah, no better place. We're still all in Ballantyre. And we got together after school, when we all left school, we kind of went to James's bedroom, and we still kind of hang out there occasionally.
It's a studio now.
Yeah, yeah. It's called a studio now, yeah. And we got together and just kind of started jamming. Mutual friends kind of hooked us up and found out James was writing songs, I was writing songs. And just kind of, that's really the, how it really
so
started.
We,
it
was
all very local.
Were you mates when you were kids?
No, or? I didn't really know James at all. We didn't really know Paul either. You know, we were from the same area, but we didn't know each other. We had the kind of mutual friends, you know?
Yeah.
But we didn't really know each other.
There is something in the water in Ballantyre because there's been so many amazing musicians. The Kidd family and the Odlums, and there's just so many.
The Odlums?
Yeah, Dave Odlum and Carl Odlum are from Ballantyre.
I was thinking of the Flower people there.
I don't know where they're from. The receipts did exist in another lifetime. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. And we hooked up we gave it a good lash for about 5 or 6 years. And then we all went our separate ways.
The Mountain took another band.
Yeah. And only in the last 3 or 4 years then we all seemed to be in the same place at the same time, and we thought we'd hook up and we'd have a little lash again of it, and this is it now, really.
And being devil's avocado, why would you want to get back after 25 years and go into the music business now, when it's on its knees? And
well, we were very young and passionate then.
Yeah.
And 25 or 30 years later, 25 years later, it's great to have that passion back. I mean, we're not old, you know, and it's a revamp and it's a revival, and we're very proud of the songs we wrote at the time, you know.
Was that song you played?
That was
an older song. Wow, far out.
That's a James composition.
James. So that would have been written in the 90s. Come in a little closer, darling. Talk to your Uncle Gav.
They're all love songs, really.
Yeah.
I mean, we're recording an album at the moment. We'll probably get to that, but these are all songs that we wrote when we were 20, 21, and they're all about our relationships at the time and the girl we were with. And
that's beautiful.
Love songs, you know?
Yeah.
And we were very passionate then, as I said, and it's kind of, you know, brought a passion back that, you know, nobody's gone yet, you know. Yeah.
Well, it must say something that, you know, 20-odd years later, if you can still stand over the songs and,
yeah,
you know, it says something about the songs. Okay.
We're still okay.
Working on that one. But I think, like, when we got back together after all that time when we were playing, you know, we were doing covers and we were playing in pubs and stuff and just really enjoying it. And we just started playing some of our own stuff again. And then it just developed on from that, just from the total...
That just sounded good again, didn't
the passion. You just started playing it. It was like, you know what, we should actually record this. And then we went into... And we decided, like, not to just, you know, record it on our iPhones or whatever. So we decided that we'd do it properly and went into a recording studio, spent quite a bit of time.
Which studio did you go into?
With Gavin Ralston, you know, then.
Oh, yeah, Gav's amazing.
So he's a very...
If you're tuned in, Gav, how you doing, buddy? You are a Trojan marathon man. We love you.
Yeah, so we went in and we were starting to put the tracks down, and I think initially we had identified maybe 3 or 4 tracks that we'd do, and in the space of 2 days we had, you know, an album done pretty much on live tracks. So and one of the cool things that just happened from that was that we had, like, we didn't do anything with click tracks in the studio, we just did everything live, and it was just you know, we got a certain kick out of it. But Gavin then, who he had contacts as well, obviously Gavin Ralston, and he sent the stuff off to a guy in the UK called Chris Kimsey, and he's a record producer. He's worked with people like the Rolling Stones and INXS and that, and he heard it and he said, you know, he wanted in. And so he's actually going to mix 3 of the tracks on the album. Now, I don't know if you know, Gavin Ralston has been he's been dealing with cancer for the last few months. So we originally had the album due to come out in December, but I think we've pushed that out now until the 1st of March. But just pure, all about just everything fitting into place and just all of that passion coming together, you know?
Great. Well, you're going to give me another song, please.
Sure. Yeah.
We'll get 3, will we?
Yeah. Sure, man.
What are you going to play for us, Carl?
This is called No Greater Love.
No Greater Love. And this, again, is from Yeah. Some young romantic 21-year-olds.
They're all about past relationships and first-time loves. And
and did any of those relationships work out?
Of course they didn't.
That's why we're here.
What relationship works out? This relationship works out.
So this is this band. This band is like a counselling for all those failed relationships.
Like we divorced in '94, and then we kind of went, oh, we saw each other on the street and kind of
sexy exes.
Oh, yeah. I remember what it was like with you.
Okay, in your own time. And this is Radio Nova, your host Gavin Glass on Locals Only, supporting our wealth of Irish talent up and down the country, from Lidamaddy up to Dundalk, to Ballantyre, to Broadford. This is The Receipts.
No greater love could I find than the love I know, and I'd say the same again. In the fields make you happy. Let's sit for a while, talk about the things we do.
Solid stuff. When you were those 21-year-old, 22-year-old kids, you were obviously big Beatles, Kinks, Faces fans.
Yeah, still big are. Beatles fans with a lot of Kinks.
Yeah, we will be back with more music. We might even get two Audis. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, the party's only getting started. It's Radio Nova. You are very welcome back, my beautiful dreamers. And here we are, live in studio with The Receipts, who are just, if you just joined us, they were a band that were together years ago. They decided to get back together again, just for the love and the passion of it, which is a beautiful, happy story. But I have to ask you, fellas, you've got an album in the can. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with it? How are you going to get heard in this sea of noise?
We're going to put it on the shelf and make the next one.
Yes, okay. So strangely we're planning.
How are you going to get it on the shelf?
Well, so our main plan was, I suppose we looked at the music industry.
Yeah.
And I suppose there's a lot of things wrong with it from our perspective. You know, certainly from what I've seen, a lot of people seem to make music and then just give it away for free, you know, in the hope that someone listens it and listens to it and picks it up, which was probably what we would have been like, you know, 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And I suppose being that little bit older and hopefully a small bit wiser, you know, we're using the technology that we have now. So, I mean, we have our own website. We're going to, you know, promote it ourselves. We're going to try and sell it online. I mean, the internet is very global. You know, trying to get people to buy it you know, we have a few marketing plans ourselves without necessarily going through the mainstream stuff. So things like Spotify isn't really a target for us. Like, if we have...
Would you be flat out like we're not going on Spotify as a point of principle?
Pretty much. I mean, like you said, it's just a sea of noise. And, yeah. And we're not in it to just be, you know, a drop in the ocean. And if we have our own website and we're promoting it ourselves, you know, we can control that. We can manage it ourselves. We can, you know, at any point in the future, we can direct people to it. And if you can buy our album from that, you know, if you're willing to pay money to hear what we do, I mean, you know yourself, Gavin, it's a very expensive process to do this. And so many people just end up not doing it for passion then, you know, they just end up doing it because they have to, and going crazy in the process. So we want to keep the passion there. But again, have it available for people to buy if they want to buy it. If they don't like it, don't listen to it.
Well, we hope the music just sells itself. You know, if people like it, then they like it. We do it for our own reasons. Well, and we believe in it. I mean, think it's pretty good, you know. And
is the plan to keep writing and kind of shelve these old songs and then...
I think so. I think after we've done this, I think it's been such a good time for us. And it's, I mean, we haven't exactly finished it yet, but it's in the process. And it would be great to get another one out. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, sure, one life and all that kind of stuff. And
big time.
Yeah. We're not. I mean, I play full time. The lads have their thing going on as well. And you know,
because one thing what I struggle with playing music is when the commerce gets in the way of the music. You know, when you're doing, I've done cover gigs for years and I've played in wedding bands where I found, you know, I actually found that a real struggle and a thing that personally I was like, is this what I've dedicated my life? Am I going to, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, is this, do you feel like this, doing the original music is like, right, yes, I'm doing something for art's sake again and it's not...
Well, you do it to feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
For sure. And, I mean, we get on very well. We're really good friends, you know? And... We do love each other, and we're doing it for love.
You guys.
We're doing it for love of our music and the songs that we wrote all those years ago. You know, in the future, I mean, we can do it again. You know,
yeah, let's have a song.
Simple, we have a pool of about 30 songs.
Wow!
So, I actually counted them all. It's been 30, and you'll appreciate this, Gav, because we actually we're getting it printed on vinyl as well.
Yeah,
I mean, one of the things that we never did when we were younger was actually get a printed vinyl.
Yeah.
Copy of what we did. You know, we did a lot of studio work. We didn't have a printed vinyl, so we're actually getting those printed up.
We're going to be very retro. We're going to go into town, buy it, sit on the bus, and read the back of it on the way home.
Yes, yeah. And get that feeling of
and then realize
15 again.
Half an hour. Anyway. We're going to wait till rush hour traffic going through Renle.
Yeah, don't open it until then.
Yeah, and the 48A is reintroduced.
Is the 48A still? That's gone.
It's gone. They're all gone now.
Hail the 48A.
We're still here.
Right, give us a song.
Okay.
What's this called, Carl? Just for the good people.
Lisa Jane.
Just for the people of Imroad.
She's lying down, I can dream of her. She's always around, I can smile at her. Nothing can happen, nothing can change. We are lovers and we
same. Whoa. Lisa Jane, your love is still the same. Lisa Jane, your love is still the same. Lisa Jane, your love is still the same. Waiting at the corner shop,
is the sound of Receipts. We have thread three songs from them, all bangers. Beautiful, beautiful stuff, lads. I dig deep.
Thank you, man.
So do we have an album title yet, or is it still working on that?
It's still, it might be just, what they call it, self-titled.
Unfinished business, I'd say, but I think work in progress. We've not decided yet.
Yeah. Well, it'll be out soon. I think it'll probably be out sooner than March, maybe. I don't know.
Hopefully.
And any plans to hit the road and try and do some shows?
Well, we do play every week in the Blue Light Pub.
Which is one of the finest pubs in Dublin.
Every Thursday night. 9 p.m.
Just so don't drink and drive up there, folks.
No.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely not. But yeah, the four of us.
We have a cup holder.
All together there this Thursday.
Cup holders,
Well, folks, I'm going to have to leave it there. We are coming up to the 7 o'clock news. Really enjoyed the session, and thanks for being here and sharing your music with us. And come back when the vinyl is done. I want those delicious 180 grams of earwax gravy in my hands, please.
That's it for this week's Locals Only podcast. Join us next week for more, and of course, catch the show Sunday evenings from 6 on Radio Nova.
The Locals Only podcast with Gavin Glass. Seriously addictive podcasting from Nova.ie and Radio Nova.
Radio Nova.